Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Hurl. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, Married at First Sight, Season 17, Denver, Colorado recap. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
You know, before we go any further, Dapper Dan.
Hey, this blazer's dope. Don't hate.
I just want to say, you know, birthday blessings, brother.
Thank you.
What are you, 104 now?
49. 49. Today.
It's a very special number.
Yeah. 49 today. I see what you did there. But no, excited. It's been a great day. My team surprised me with a video that I shared to my Facebook, if you want to see that. Got a big Oreo cake. Just a nice special day, man. Just felt good. I should have took the day off. I did not want to go to work, but I'm taking off all next week.
I'm glad you were a man and went to work and didn't take the day off. I know you're not doing this whole, I'm celebrating all month long.
I was tempted to put like 5 singles on my jacket. I'm going to the office. But I was like, I'm not gonna be like that.
And so you understand that I'm not just doing this because we're on here. That's how I text him this morning. So are you being a man today? First of all, happy birthday. And are you being a man and going to work, or are you being a snitch?
Yeah.
I don't want to curse like too early, because you know it flags it if you curse too early.
I reply back to you like, I'm in traffic on my way to work now, but you know what? I was going to go to work looking good today. I already had this outfit planned out for like weeks. This is what I'm going to wear on my birthday.
Like the first day of school, huh?
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, man. Hey, shout out to Tammy Talks in the chat, too. Say happy birthday to you, along with everybody else. A lot of birthday greetings going here, man. It's not going to stop anybody from dragging you across the coals like they did in the comments from last week, okay? Let's just get that clear.
Hey, I can handle it. Unlike Orion, I'm not sensitive. What?
You know, I can't wait till we get to that, because y'all gonna leave Orion alone on this one, man. Y'all gonna leave Orion alone on this one. I'm sorry. Y'all gonna leave him alone on that one. Look, but I want to point something out too, man, that I noticed here. And maybe it's because, by the way, Dina calls him birthday licks. That's what you're gonna get today.
I hope so.
No, not the kind you're thinking, Tara. I saw that gleam in your eyes. Not those kinds. Hey, this is exactly what I asked for. The Lord knows what I want.
Won't he do it?
Oh, look, let's get in, man. Couples get together and... that's how they start off this week's episode. And I'm happy to see everybody there, right? And it's good to see how everybody's feeling after first night on the honeymoon. And Lauren says she's looking forward to doing something physical. And Cameron does Cameron things, makes another one of his inappropriate jokes. Like, hey, that's the point of the honeymoon, right? To do something physical.
Yeah. I mean, he's, bless his heart, you know, as we say. But... It really seems like all the other couples are kind of vibing at this good place, except for Claire and Cameron. You know, everyone else seems to be kind of getting along. Intimacy aside, they just seem to all be getting along.
Right.
Claire and Cameron, not so much. I think Lauren and Orion, the conversation about intimacy is great. I feel like, again, the producer said, we need one of y'all to ask about who's ready to have sex. Who's going to be the one to take that question? Yeah, you, Brennan? Good. Here, ask this.
And of course, when they do that, Cameron's like, "Yeah, this one specific thing I'm looking for, you know, the spark."
Yeah, and he's even creepy the way he talks about it. He's like, "Cause you know, there's that spark where you're whistling, all of a sudden you're like, I was like, "What is that you're doing?" Because that dried me up. I'm sure it made Claire worse. Like, what are you doing, man? He's just odd.
But you understood what he was saying. Stop it.
I understand what he's saying, but just the way he communicates, he's just awkward. And he's jealous that the other couples are progressing or seem to be progressing faster, yet he doesn't realize he's the problem.
Well, I wouldn't say that because he did acknowledge that he knows he's a lot to deal with. And, you know, he even said that Claire's been a champ in dealing with him. So he knows he's a lot. I just don't think he can turn it off. And that's not letting him off the hook. Like, you're an adult. Act like it. Sometimes.
True, I get it. But you're a lot to deal with. I'm a lot to deal with. Yet, we seem to be in successful relationships. Cameron, on the other hand, he's a problem.
Well, this couple is definitely not a problem, man. Becca and Austin, right? Apparently, as we find them in the morning, Austin sleeps with his head on backwards as well. I know that's one of your pet peeves.
It is. You got to find a graphic that has him in a hat because that's what we're going to see. the whole time is he's going to be wearing hats. I like how goofy they are with each other in the morning. I will say, though, I'm starting to have some concerns about
Why?
This couple as well. Because her big thing was the reveal of her health challenges. And I think Austin took it like a champ. But I'm wondering, she seems to be like all but love bombing him. Like she's just all in. And I'm wondering, is he genuinely liking it? Or is he liking it for the moment? Because he's kind of in a weird spot. If you think about it from a show standpoint, if he were to reject her because of her health challenges, no one in Denver will ever date him. So he'll be single forever in Boulder. But you got to wonder, like, is this going to be too much for him? And as we see throughout some of this episode, there's just some things start to come up. And I'm just curious if they're going to have some challenges. I was a lot further in, but a couple things were said this episode where I'm like, ooh, kind of a red flag right there.
Really? Because I didn't see this. Because I like the fact that they're both talking about how silly and weird they are. You know, the whole wake up sounds convo was hilarious, you know, and, you know, they like the little. Now, here's the thing I do know. The things that people tend to like about someone when they first meet them in those nice little honeymoon phases are the things that irritate the crap out of them a couple months later. Right. We know this. So But I didn't see any of this yet, so this is interesting. But now I'm going to have to keep my eye open for that because I didn't think of that, the whole love bombing part. But as you point out, it's there. The boat ride they took, I mean, the same thing kept coming out. She's talking about how goofy and attentive Austin is to her, right? And maybe this is where I did see that little piece, but it just flew right by me. Because when he's like, I see you getting better. And he said, well, how? And he said, well, I say something and then you correct it. And she's like, I don't see it as me getting better.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Well, I'm talking about like in the boat. She's just all, because she's very affectionate, which is great.
Yeah.
But I look at body language. And Austin's body language was kind of leaning back a little bit, just trying to give himself a little bit of distance. And so when I saw that, I'm like, I wonder, is it starting to be a little too much? To where you're just like, hey, I get it. You want to kiss. I get it, you know, but his body language to me just made me think that it's a little too much for him. I'm making a total assumption. I'm not one of the experts. I'm just going off what I saw, giving my opinion. Could be. Not saying it's a red flag or deal breaker. I just said this, it made me look.
Well, okay, so let's see, because a couple people may agree with you. Dina says, quirky can become annoying, and that's coming from a quirky person. Bacon, egg, and cheese, which was my favorite breakfast sandwich from Waffle House, by the way, says her eye contact on the boat was intense. She was in that man's soul.
She was. Yeah, she was just all in there where I'd be like, okay, I need 3 feet. Just give me 3 feet for 5 minutes.
Back. Give me 50 feet. And Lucy B says, when the honeymoon is over and rose-colored glasses come off, Austin will resent her inability to do everything. Now, that's the part I wondered about, right?
Yes.
Was the fact that there's certain things she can't do is because I don't think the drinking is the issue, right? Because obviously, but the fact that she can't do this or she can't do that, is he going to feel like, oh, I'm missing out on certain things? Now, that is a great question.
Well, and that's what I wonder. Because and even before they were at the end where they were in the pool and she wasn't feeling well, they had that dinner and they were talking about kids. And she had asked him, hey, well, how did you feel about, were you jealous of your friends because you were an only child? He was actually, no, I loved it. He goes, but I would want to have two children. What about you? And her response was, I can see my life with or without kids. Which, that's the wrong response. If someone asks you, two kids, how many do you want? I can see myself with or without kids. That tells me you don't want kids.
Is it, okay. Because Keaty agrees with you and says, the kid thing scared me. It didn't scare me in the sense that I get what she was saying. Yeah, I could have kids or not. Fine. And there are a lot of people who say that. Hell, I've said it. You've said it. It's not something that's so off. Here's the difference. The minute you have one or know there's one on the way with somebody you want to have with, it's good. It's all good. But I will say, that part didn't scare me. I didn't think that was weird.
People say all the time, yeah, I could have kids or I can't have kids. My point is, if you're in a conversation with someone, they say, I want to have two children. How many do you want to have? And your response is, I'm damned if I do, damned if I don't. No.
Yes.
No, I don't think that was the right response.
You can't have it both ways.
Hold on.
Okay, go ahead.
May I? It's my birthday. So
you may.
I got the conch. It's like Lord of the Flies. I got the conch. So I think that if she does not want, because I don't know, A, you got to think, can she have kids? Then you got to think about, if she does, what's the process going to be like and how painful could it be to have one, let alone commit to two? I mean, all those things are up in the air that we don't really know. All I'm saying is, if you're on a date with somebody and they're telling you, I want to have 2.5 children, and they ask you, how many do you want? You're just like, you know, I can give or take. That's the wrong response.
Yes.
I think that she might not really want. I think she, I'm not saying it's a done deal that she doesn't want children. All I'm saying is that was one of those responses where I'm just like, noted. We'll have to see how this goes towards the end of the deal.
Who was the one in the previous season who wanted exactly three kids? Not two, not four, not five, not 10, but exactly three.
What's her name?
Her.
Follow her on Instagram. I almost said Bao, but that was a different season.
No, it wasn't Bao.
She was the recruiter. She was the recruiter.
Right.
I forget her name.
People ate her alive for being in that exact number. You can't now come on the other side of that and go, it's too indecisive. I'm sorry. Pick a side.
I didn't say she's indecisive. All I'm saying is, I don't think that she is 100% wanting kids. Where Austin, 100%, come hell or high water, he wants kids. I don't think that she's 100% wanting kids. That's all I'm saying.
By the way, Michelle says she recently had surgery, which is the reason why she can't do stuff on the honeymoon. The pain wasn't the issue, right? Also, Angie says she's likely to be way better once she heals. Good point. And Amanda, thank you for that super chat. It says ankylosing spondylitis is hereditary, and endometriosis can lead to a lot of issues with having babies, and yet Austin wants kids. I love Becca, but I'm sad for the whole situation.
I mean, I agree. I mean, there's a whole lot of unknowns here. And this leads me to why also, someone else had mentioned this in a comment, where I'm like, I'm getting a little concerned with this group, because this is a lot to take on, right? It's one thing if you start dating someone over time, you get into this situation. He's known her now for what, 3 days?
Yeah.
And this is a lot to take on. You got to think, can I commit to being all in for the rest of my life? I don't know. I mean, our hearts hope that Austin can, but also we can't really fault him if he can't. If he says at the end of this experiment, you know, this is too much for me to be able to handle. And, you know, but again, who knows? But it's just a lot.
So Amanda has a good point in this, in saying, you know, it could cause issues, and that's what it is. Tammy, on the other hand, says this is what it is. She doesn't want kids or worried about her medical conditions affecting her having kids, so she's already come to grips with not wanting kids, which isn't fair to a partner. But again, here's the difference. You both can be healthy, and kids can still be out of the equation, whether you want them or not, because everybody can have problems. So, and it's one of those things. And what does everybody want? Whether that's why people say, I want a boy, I want a girl. No, I just want a healthy baby first. And that's the main thing most people want, right?
100%. But that's why she said her response to how many kids do you want? Because I want two. How many do you want? Mm-hmm. You know, I can live with kids or I can see my life without kids.
There's a reality if really I can't have them.
Kids. Right. But I don't think she will.
We'll agree to disagree on this. By the way, it was Noy.
Noy, yes.
That's who, yes.
Yeah.
How could you forget?
Yes. Noy and Steve.
You've been stalking her ever since.
No. I had to unfollow her. She posts way too much bullshit. And I was just like, this is dumb. So I unfollowed her.
Next couple up, Emily and Brennan. I really thought that these two probably did it the first night, right? She's very open with her sexuality. Wild child. We know this already. But then she reveals that, no, they had a PG-13 shower. Are you still believing her in this?
Yeah, I don't think they slept together yet. His body language isn't showing that, you know how it is. You know how we get when we've kind of hit the mountaintop, we're kind of a little more relaxed, a little chill.
You say he looks a little too uptight.
Yeah, he still looks a little tense. So I don't think that they've sealed the deal. But if Emily fell in the bathroom, and that's how she hurt her wrist. How long ago and how bad was it? Because even on the after party, she's still wearing something. So like, how bad did she hurt herself?
And the fact that he didn't even hear it is crazy. But if she slipped, think about it. If you slip on the floor, you put your hand down, it could be really bad, right? But here's the other thing I noticed, though. In this conversation they're having, Emily says she needs more balance. Brennan says, hey, I have it, right? I like their conversation a little bit about being driven and, you know, the strong work ethic and all of this. But when Emily says, and this is where you can see Brennan having some worry, she's like, yeah, well, I make money, but I also spend it. And I have no idea where it goes. And that's when Brennan goes, okay, well, we'll figure it out. Auditor Brennan to the rescue.
Well, good thing Brennan is trying to, conceptually, it's a good thing because it's a good balance. She makes money. She might not do a good job of saving it. And that's where Brennan can come in. They both agree to live, you know, below their means, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm starting to kind of feel like I'm seeing why Emily is single. So the couples get together at the beginning. What does she have in her hand? A martini. Then
of course.
At breakfast, what does she have? A mimosa. Brennan was drinking coffee and water. She had a mimosa. Then they go on this date and do a whole bunch of tequila. And I'm just like, so I think I'm seeing the issue with Emily is she can't really be serious without booze. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
We know
so
that,
I'm wondering if I bet if Brennan were to dig into her finances, he's going to see a whole lot of bar receipts, dinners, and all that type of stuff because she likes to eat good, you know. Yeah. But I'm just like, and then when she asked him, was he a partier in college?
Yeah,
and he was like, well,
we knew her answer.
He goes, I was a big, oh yeah, oh we do,
we know
you were a partier in college, and that Long Island accent she tried to do was to. Mm-hmm. I'm from Long Island. I like pizza. I'm like, you are an idiot. I think anybody from Long Island or New York should be upset about that.
Yeah. What'd you think of the conversation on the beach after all those drinks, right? They go for a nice drunken conversation. Of course, I'm sure he had a Coke. She had something else in her Coke, right?
Okay.
We know she did not stop. Because here's the interesting thing. But he's like, he wants to carry on the momentum, build on it. She's like, all right, but what about sex? What are we going to do about this? Because I've had enough liquor.
yeah. No, he's like, well, what about you? Because he feels like we're on a good path, getting to know each other and all that. And sex muddies the waters. What about you? She goes, I'm just willing to take your lead where that's her saying, I'm ready.
Yes.
She wants to bump uglies. She wants to do the nasty. She was ready to get down, and she's all liquored up and nowhere to go. So,
you know, she was ready for some of those birthday licks you were talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she was ready to have sex with honeymoon. I think she would
yes,
have.
She was. I do like Brendan's take on it, though. Like, he wants to focus on the things that matter before getting physical, right? He's like, hey, I've done the physical first. That didn't work. And she's like, yeah, for me either, but. But I like the way that he just tried to explain that and just kind of, you know, get her on his path.
Yeah, but again, if I'm looking at every time we see her, she's drinking, I'm wondering if Brendan is also taking inventory of that. And maybe that's not, maybe that's why he hasn't engaged, mm-hmm. you know, but she's down. She's ready.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
but the thing is, she's ready. Because if I was Brendan, I'd be annoyed that you're ready after you've had a bunch of shots. Like, don't get drunk and tipsy and be like, hey, Terrell, let's do it. Not the first time. Like, the first time I sleep with somebody, I don't want us to be drunk.
Right.
You know, I want somebody drunk to be all up on me. Well, mm-hmm. back in the 20s, that's totally different. Terrell at 49. Mm-hmm. No, I don't want to hook up with you the first time drunk. You know,
hey, Brenda, we said the same thing. She gets dumped after 3 days. There's a reason for that. We said that. That's exactly right.
Because when they're trying to get to know her, she still wants to go get drinks. They're like, we've been drinking for 3 days. I can't live like this.
Yeah. He's not going to. When they get back to the real world, he's going to be like, all right, look, no more Irish cream coffee. Okay. Just regular ass Starbucks. That's it.
I feel like she says my chest was burning.
She says my chest was burning just watching them take all those shots.
Yeah. I bet she does cowboy coffee where you just put straight bourbon in your coffee. Just a couple capfuls to get you through the day.
I wouldn't doubt it. But side note, just FYI, since there was so much talk about hair last week, right? The alcohol or the salt air at the beach was giving her weave the business. Did you pick up on that?
Emily? I wouldn't pay attention to her hair.
You didn't have to. It was.
I mean, it looked all over the place and frizzy. Is that what you're talking about?
The weave underneath. Yes, it was.
Or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I would.
Okay. That'll be the next lesson, sir. I'll show you that one. I'll teach you that one next. Okay. Yeah. Look, Kitty was like, yo, it was all up in our face. Of course. How did you miss it, Tara? Yeah, see, look, hey, Dina, it wasn't blending. Yeah, it was easy. Yeah, it was easy to find. When you go back and look, you'll notice it.
I guarantee you. I'm going to go back and look, right?
You are. You sure? Our favorite couple next, Claire and Cameron. These two, man. Look, their divide even comes down to waking up. I mean, she wakes up and she's outside. And this is where I start to get annoyed with her. If you guys didn't have a conversation about what time you're going to do what the next morning, why are you outside complaining that you're up, you're ready to go, and he decided he wants to sleep late and, you know, you're ready to go eat as soon as he can wake up? I'm like, did y'all have a discussion about this?
Well, go get you some breakfast.
Or that.
You're an adult. Go get you some breakfast. I would be annoyed that if my wife is just sitting there just waiting for me, starving for 3 hours because I'm knocked out asleep and just upset because she's hungry, waiting for me to wake up, go get you something to eat. Go get you a coffee and a toast, piece of toast and some coffee. Just a little snack to hold you
my
over
wife
until
would
I get
not
up
wait.
And go get breakfast.
My wife would not wait. She'd be like, oh, I already ate. We can go again.
Yeah, it's like, this is our honeymoon. Why should we have to wake up early? Like, this is, we're on vacation right now. I'm not getting up at 6 a.m. But what I was annoyed is, okay, Claire says that he's dressed like a dad, which he was. But who is she to talk with those mom jean shorts that she had on and that crocheted tank top that, you know, grandma made her or something like that? Who are you to talk? She looked like a mom, too.
I didn't get that. And here's the thing. He did not look like a dad. He looked like a white man that would burn with the lights on too bright, which is what he said he is. He had the long sleeve on to make sure his skin didn't burn, had the hat to make sure his face was covered. The only thing he didn't have was long pants on. That's it.
Yeah. I mean, that crochet deal that she had on, I'm like, why would you even wear that? I don't understand why you thought that was cute. I mean, mom jean shorts is one thing, but honestly, why you thought that was cute. Cameron said they had a long talk about physical touch and intimacy. And he goes, and even after that, I still don't have a clear idea of what she wants.
Here's the thing about it. Like, we've seen comments. They have zero chemistry. She's talking about his outfit while she's wearing a horrible one. And he is very aware of all these jabs. He's just not responding to them. Because if he comes back at her, she's going to be even more annoyed, right?
Right.
They have this long conversation, which he said before. We talked about it, and I'm confused. So they had another conversation, and now he's even more confused. By the time they have that third conversation about physical touch, he's going to even wonder if they even married for real. Because it just keeps getting worse and worse every single time. It's like, what's really happening with these two? At least they have fun paddleboarding.
And that's what I was like. I was thinking, you know, they're having fun paddleboarding. Have you ever done stand-up paddleboarding?
Yeah, no.
So I've done it once, and I don't like it because, and this was in Austin on Town Lake, so the water is gross, there's dead people in there, it's nasty. But where they were, I would do it because it's beautiful, you know, so totally different areas, but it's just not relaxing.
And the salt water eats away at those dead bodies in there anyway, so go ahead.
Yeah, well, there's no salt water here in Town Lake, Austin.
No, I mean where they were.
Yeah. And so, but I thought they were going to have a nice date. You know, with paddleboarding, it's a good way for them just to relax and have some fun. And then they get done, and then Cameron ruins it by asking, so, what do you want to know about me?
Yeah. Like, it's just okay. I made that exact to have a conversation. Same note. I mean, they had great convo. That question was horrible.
Yeah. It was just a dumb question. Like, just do conversation. It's like, you're not like on a first date. What do you want to know about me?
Yeah.
So then he says, so you're still in school. And I don't mean to say still like it's bad, but I was like, that was kind of a jab. And so she's like, so you fix bikes. And so he's talking about his bike thing. And she's like, so do you like the job? Here's where I was annoyed by Claire. You don't ask a business owner, do you like the job? Because that's his business.
It's not his job.
Exactly. You ask the person who puts the cheese on the nachos at the stadium, do you like your job? That makes sense. You don't ask the owner of the stadium, do you like your job? Yes. You know, so what he does, and I like how he explained it, even though it was a bit reach, like, well, I don't know, do surgeons get bored with their job? It's like, I get it. Every bike is different. But I like how
it's his passion, though.
I didn't like how she came across. She reminds me of like a millennial. That, you know, oh, so you like your job? Do you work 40 hours a week? That's bullshit. Do they make you work in the office or remote? Oh, that's bullshit. You know, oh, you got to work 41 hours to get overtime? That's bullshit. Like, that's that young mindset. I feel like she has that.
You know, the interesting thing about it is, like Lucy B says, Cameron irked me last week, but this week I see how she irks him. Yes, she irked me this week, too. Now, Happy Gardner says, seemed like she was therapized. Is that a word? Therapizing?
It is today.
And it is today. She doesn't even have a master's degree yet. You know what? Here's what I thought. She's a terrible therapist.
From what I experienced in my own therapist and what I experienced just from people I know that are in therapy, they seek to understand and ask questions. To me, it seems like Claire is just already done with Cameron. There's nothing Cameron can do to make this work. So she's just done. So she and we've seen this from males, right? When a guy is not interested in previous seasons, they're just totally like, yeah, whatever. You know, they're just done. I think Claire's just done with him, that there's nothing he could say, but she doesn't seem to try to understand and see things from his perspective. And even after the after they had the dinner. Not after this whole paddleboarding thing, but they go have dinner. Again, they're sitting there with zero chemistry. You can just tell there's nothing about them just seems that interesting. But then she's asked him, has he gone to therapy? And he says, yes, as a kid, but not as an adult. She's like, yeah, but what about now? And I'm like, why? And he doesn't feel
he's like, yeah, right now.
Yeah. Like, he doesn't feel, yeah, I feel like I'm going to therapy right now. But he's like, yeah, like when he goes, when I need things, I find them, you know, I things kind of work out. And she just starts to keep judging and judging and judging from that moment. And in that conversation, I was really agreeing with Cameron more so than I was.
She really got into that point of like she tried to make it seem like he feel like he was privileged. And, you know, because he's like, well, yeah, things come. And he's like, no, things come to everybody. Which is not a wrong statement. Now, do they come equally to everybody? No. But what he was saying was not wrong. And the fact that things do, not everybody is ready when opportunity knocks. And this is one of the things that was told to me early on in my career. When opportunity knocks, are you going to say, hold on, let me go get my bag? Or are you going to just grab your bag from next to the door, walk out the door, let's go? In other words, be ready. And that's all he was really saying.
Agree, 100%. He's just saying that when the time comes in his life where he's going to need therapy, he'll go get it. Mm-hmm. But right now, he doesn't feel he needs it, which to me is fair. And then when she's like, so you feel things just come to you, you don't have to work for it. That's not what he said.
At all.
You can't say this person built his own business. He's worked for it. But what he's saying is he just pays attention. When opportunities come his way, he goes after them. And it's almost kind of like The Secret. Right. I mean, I believe in some of that stuff where, you know, we always talk about speak things into existence and all that type of stuff. I think there's some truth to that. He's just saying that when things come your way, you got to decide what you want to do. And everybody has an opportunity. And that's really true. Now, do some people get more opportunities than others? Yes. But everybody has an opportunity. Some people just choose their circumstance where they're at.
YG Hall says, Claire's so judgmental and I would not hire her as my therapist. Dina, thank you. I didn't have time to Google it without shaking the camera way too much. Says, therapize is a word. I just Googled it. And maybe the way I'm saying it is actually wrong. So, you know,
I challenge everybody to use therapize in a sentence tomorrow. Everybody find a way to use therapize in a sentence tomorrow. We learned something today. When you learn something, you got to apply it.
When I get chicken, I get three legs because I want to therapize.
Hey, now you're going to use it wrong.
You didn't say I had to use it right.
Yeah.
You said use it.
Use a new word and try to use it correctly. We learn something. If we get some knowledge, we should use it. Okay. I forget who said it first. Was it Happy Gardner? I believe it was Happy Gardner that said that, that first. So thank you for educating us.
Indeed. No, look, get supposed to learn something new every day. So we just learned that. What else popped up here? By the way, your favorite darkness said, stop talking and just kiss her. What the hell?
She would call the
police. I don't know that that would work out well for him if he did that. I don't think that's going to work out. I get it. Sometimes that works. I don't think these two, that's going to work.
Yeah, that's not going to work for them. For Cameron, I mean, hey, you can try it, but that's how you go to jail. That's how you catch a case.
Dina,
nope, for the we win. Are not going to therapize let's about that. Let's just let this one go. We've talked about
They're
it.
They're never going to let it go. Let's therapize
our
brains turn off.
We have our own video about it. Let's just let it go because we can. Here's what we do. We can agree to disagree and we move on. That's how I see that.
That is hilarious. Look, how about this? Therapize on my counter after I bake them. Get it? Therapize. I love it.
Oh,
that's a good one, Lucy B.
Got it. I was just like, what are we doing? Did we just get naughty? Because I was like, on the counter, what? And then I got lost, but I got it.
That's those birthday thoughts. Stop it.
It's the Scorpio. It's the Scorpio in me. I'm sorry.
On that note, let's move on to the other couple. Lauren and Orion, man. All cuddly in the pool. Good convo about connection and getting past the stranger danger zone. I thought that was all good. And I'm like, yeah, something's about to happen here at some point.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Remember in the very beginning, when they matched them, there were a lot of people, I think it was episode one, that was saying that she's not going to feel safe with him, right? Lauren's not going to feel safe with Orion. Well, Lauren even says this, says her mom always wanted her to be with a strong man she can feel safe around. And she said she was starting to feel safe around Orion.
Mm-hmm.
Therapize on that.
Well, it all.
I'm still trying to use the word here.
Here's the deal. It all sounds great until you see a mouse in the kitchen. Then let's see how protected and safe she's going to be.
I told you, even elephants are scared of mice. Stop it. Leave that alone.
So I'm just like, okay. We can say that he's all, you know, safe and secure, but who knows? I'm with you. It starts out really well. And I think every season, when things go too well, the producers are like, we got to find a way to throw some extra in here.
Yeah.
So I thought their first part was good. They seem to be on the same page with their kids' goals and all of that. And then he asked to watch her put her edges down. Even I know.
Yeah, that was like, put your edges down. She almost lost it, but he said that because she's like, I'm about to lay my edges. He's like, oh, can I watch you put your edges down?
I can't think of what's it. Girl, put your edges down.
You know, he sat there and watched just like, this is interesting.
But, you know, what's cool about Orion is he's really curious about all the little things about her culture. You know, he's just not going, okay, Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks, got it. You know, he's really digging into all the little details. And I think that's nice. And I think she does the same with him when they start to share things about their cultures. I mean, they really are thirsting for knowledge and trying to learn to appreciate each other. So I thought that whole part went great. What'd you think about the gender roles conversation?
I thought it was interesting, right? Because, okay, that's always an interesting conversation that comes up because you have the old school like, no, woman, you get in the kitchen. You get in the kitchen and you cook. Me, I love to cook. So, and we know you cook because you just don't trust anybody else's cooking. But, you know, at the same time, I like that conversation. I just thought it was interesting when he said he wants to provide 80-20, but it'll take time to get there.
Yeah.
Like, she's a financial advisor. She's got the money. He doesn't.
Right. So real quick, I got to make sure I address this. So, is it see you who's says edges are culture. Let me just clarify. I'm not saying that edges are part of culture. It's how she puts her hair, how black women do their hair. It's new to him. So all those pieces, he's really curious trying to learn. I'm not saying that edges is a black thing or it's just part of our culture. It's just, he's very interested. So if it came across that that's what I meant, that edges are culture, it's not what I meant. I just meant that all aspects of Lauren, Orion is intrigued with. So anyway, back to
maybe,
your...
Maybe he was just therapizing on how to put his edges down.
Yeah.
This is going to be the running joke. I'm just telling you.
So I thought it was a very interesting conversation because she wants him to be the man and, of the house and be the provider. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to finances, I was like, if you are the financial person, if that's not his strength, why are you giving up that power to him? He lives with his mom right now. Maybe he's not the one that should be taking the lead on y'all's finances. And then she said that, you know, Lauren didn't feel comfortable with the money conversation with men. And I'm wondering, like, for the ladies in the chat, why would you not? Because to me, it baffles me how many talented, smart, successful, financially savvy women date turds who take advantage of them and try to take their money. Mm-hmm. And these guys are broke, so you shouldn't have dated them in the first place. But like, why wouldn't you have the money conversation? Like, why is it uncomfortable for a woman to ask a guy, hey, where are you at financially? What's your credit score? Do we have enough in common for this to be a relationship?
Well, she knew that because she lives at home with his mom. He doesn't have the steady job. She wasn't comfortable having this financial conversation, but she was very comfortable. So how's it look down there? What's the manscaping like? She was very comfortable saying that. and was fine with that.
And have you heard of Manscaped?
Yeah.
The product? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have it. It's awesome.
Take your word for it.
It's awesome.
Look, the Indian in me, I'm very hairless. I'm good.
Yeah, but you can still stink. So it helps with all that too. You can be hairless.
I actually wash. It's good.
Sometimes soap is not enough. You can still stink.
Yeah, that's
just
you.
Might put a little extra something. Something.
Look, we get to the next day, right? And they're back in the water. Seems like their conversations happen in the water. They pop out the tub for a little bit, and Lauren asked him if he's ever used the N-word. And then when he said yes, she punched him for her ancestors. I'm sure they were proud.
A lot to unpack here because...
Jeez.
This is another one of those, I wonder, to the producers are like, hey, we need some drama. Lauren, mm-hmm. ask him this. Trust me. Mm-hmm. So she asked him, has every N-word? And he said he has, you know, and he was young and in songs. And I don't fault him. I don't think he deserved a punch for her ancestors for doing mm-hmm. that. It depends.
Right.
You know, in 1998, I had some kids try to run me off a road, and these kids happened to be Mexican. And so mm-hmm. They're chasing me, and I get away. I get to my apartment on campus, grab a stick, get back to go chase those people. And as I walk out the door, I yelled, effing Mexicans. Now, I was pissed and angry at the time. In 1998. Mm. Does that mean I can't date Hispanic women now because of something I said in 1998? And do I get a punch from their ancestors for that one time I was mad? You know, and it's not like he uses it. I think you get a pass, right? It's not like he, you know, hey, mom, I'm going on this show and I've never dated an N-word, but guess what? I'm about to marry one. Look, that's totally different.
The bad thing about this is, because I think this ties into what somebody said earlier, right? I just want to bring this back real quick. Indigo Blue 50 says, Orion speaks about culture. All we learn about Lauren is her bonnet and her edges, right? And it's absolutely right. And I say this because in the sense that people like to bring up, well, you can't say this unless this, right? Unless we cool, you can't say it. I have yet to see anybody say Fat Joe, you can't say it. But J-Lo said in a song, and oh my God, stop the world because you don't rock with her. Mm. But oh, Fat Joe is okay because he's a minority too. Well, how do the rules apply? Educate me because I don't understand these rules.
I mean, I don't say it in my personal life. Have I said it before in my personal life? Sure. But I
know just yesterday.
You know,
when I say it, I mean it, damn it. All right, go ahead.
I just thought it was an interesting question that she asked him. And then, so then after that, then he gets into the conversation about Redskins. And she was like, I don't even know what that means. And then she starts to laugh because he has, you know, sunburn and she's red. So now he gets all in his feels. And that whole exchange, this whole thing was just wild for me. And I agree with Lauren in the sense that I feel Black people, we can take a joke. I've laughed at, we've all heard some racist jokes where like, that's hilarious. You know, don't say it to my face, but that's hilarious. I heard it. We joke with each other.
But
we
make she fun said it other. To his face.
It's, I know, I get it. I'm just saying that, but we can deal where we don't get as sensitive as I feel Orion did. Over the Redskins comment. I felt he got a little too sensitive about that.
Okay. Think about this for a minute. First of all, Tara G says, thumbs down to Lauren for making a joke right after Orion brought up Redskins. Because here's the thing. He brought up, she goes, oh, no, I've never said that. Oh, I didn't even get what that meant until I looked at your face. Yo.
Nope, so
if he had said, what'd she say?
That's not what she said.
What'd she say then? Go ahead.
I didn't really know. She goes, no, I didn't. I've never said redskin or whatever. She goes, I really know what that means, where that comes from. Then she starts laughing. Mm-hmm. Oh, because she's pointing at his face because he's sunburned. She didn't say I didn't get what that meant until I looked at your face.
But
she just noticed.
And I know what she meant with the sunburn. I get what she meant with the sunburn. I knew what she was saying. But here's the difference. If she was sunburned and he said, I didn't understand what tar baby meant till I looked at your face, we'd be all up in an uproar. Stop it. Stop it.
Stop what do you it. You think he was going to be like, oh, jigaboo, I get it now.
I'm just saying. Well, and Ask Why has a great point. She shouldn't have laughed.
No. And once she realized that he was upset and offended, she totally dialed back and apologized. She's like, oh, my fault. Because she didn't realize how, A, what it meant, and also how serious it was and how it hurt him. She saw third his eye. So I think she did fine.
No. Because here's the difference. KDM has a great point. The difference was he realized saying the N-word is wrong because that's what his people told him. His mom told him. But when he said Redskin is a slur, she still laughed about it after. And here's the thing. Because I noticed even Courtney and Eddie made it, even in their thumbnail, were like, no grace for a black woman, right? In the sense of, because what she took offense to was the fact that, you seem more upset now. First of all, she's like, well, is this an uncomfortable a conversation for you? Well, he seemed more at ease than she did. Let's be real. He seemed more at ease and not as upset. Now, he was because his shoulders were uptight. Yeah, so he was a little tight. Now, he even admitted, I'm heated right now. And she says, well, you seem more of that than when the white man said reservation and you want to bring it to the sister and bring all this. Had he used that same sarcasm and called her ignorant like he did Cameron, I think people would have been more upset than what happened.
Well, he would know better than to call her ignorant.
Hey, he better.
That's not going to go well. That's not going to go well. If he'd be like, well, look, it's okay, you're ignorant. Yeah, no, you about to get shit.
They wouldn't make it past the honeymoon.
Yeah, no. What'd you say? Let me put my hair down again so I can whoop that ass. So, no, I think that I feel like he just took it a little bit too sensitive. And I think once she recognized and when he explained what it meant, and he was just so pissed. Like, do you want to know what it means? If you want to know what it means, I'll tell you. Well, just freaking tell her and shut the hell up. Just tell her what it means.
Okay.
And so once he explained, I didn't know that that's what that meant. And I was like, holy shit, now I get it. And I'm like, okay, Washington Commanders, I'm on board, right? Mm-hmm. I totally get it. But she had also recognized, like, wow, that was ugly. I had no idea. But for him to still feel heated, and I think she's right in a sense, because he had the same energy for Cameron and her for what they said. But I think he needs to be less sensitive, because she said, as a black woman, I've had to learn how to like take stuff and control it, not let it easily offend me. He was just really pissed about the Redskins coming.
At the same time though, you can't, say that people can't tell you how to feel, yet you try to tell them how to feel. And in that space, and I'm not saying she said those exact words, but in this space, it's like, yeah, you may deal with it this way, but if this is your husband that you plan on being very good with in the long run, I know it's only been 3 days, well, day four now, but at the same time, if he's saying this is something that, and you can see it from the very beginning. He was very serious. His facial expression didn't change. Very serious from the very beginning. And in that conversation, he was not letting up on it. And just even keel in the way he's delivering it, right? As heated as he was, we've seen heated. That didn't look very heated to me.
But, well, yeah, but you can't educate in that same tone. You can't educate somebody on something they didn't know and then still be mad at them about it.
No.
Because they didn't know. And I think he should not have been that angry once he realized, holy crap, she didn't know what this meant. You know, she thought the Redskin was just that. She didn't know. Now that you've said it, don't take that on her. You educated her. Great. Now y'all two can move on. I just think that he took it to a level that didn't have to go. But I also think that if he's going to date, well, if he's married to a black woman, you got to be a little bit more at ease, because I could see playing dominoes, right? Couple of her friends could be playing dominoes, about to whoop him and slam him with a 25. And they'd be like, hey, take this back to the reservation with you. 25. And now he's going to get all pissed. Mm-hmm. It's like, we joke like that.
Yeah.
That's just who we are. I mean, you got to be able to handle that. And so if you can't handle it with her, how are you going to handle it when you're around majority of all black people?
The difference, I think, is that, yes, he is very sensitive to a lot of it. At the same time, when it did come up, she did kind of laugh in his face. He has a right to be upset. Regardless, he still has a right to be upset about it. I do want to get to the super chat. Thank you very much, Happy Gardner. Says, just because I apparently started something. Yes, you did. Therapize. Verb. Therapize. Third person present. Therapizes. Given a whole definition here. Gerundo present participle. You don't need to therapize or fix each other. There, but you do need to use it in a proper sentence. There's one.
There you go. Again, thank you, Happy Gardner, for educating us, dropping some knowledge, because we all need it. But back to my point, Orion is just a little too sensitive, and he's got to have to figure out a way to work through that.
Well, look, I'm glad. Here's the thing about this, though. In this conversation, he was able to tell people a lot about the history, because apparently a lot of people didn't see it in the chat. Oh, nobody knew what that meant. No, don't say nobody, because there are people who did know what that meant, right? And it's just like the whole, like, there are a lot of people who thought scalping was something that Indians did to cowboys. No, that was in response to what cowboys, which is what he explained, rather than drag the whole body back, if we bring the scalp, we get the money for it. That's how that started. So, yeah, it's just who the victor writes history. You know, it's the hunter who writes the story of the hunt of the lion. Now, if it had turned around, you'll find out that the lion was just chilling in the sun and had to, you know, get the hunter if they were writing the story. So,
or the lion could have been sleeping with the hunter's wife and he had to go handle his business. No, I didn't want them to get into a who's more oppressed, you know, pissing match. Because she brought up you got to understand, you know, We can relate to things. We're both minorities. You know, your people were here. My people were brought here. I was just like, oh, goodness, where are you going?
But she said that. I was like, stop. Stop.
You were already right here. They brought us here.
Look, we all go out and celebrate this doggone thing next Thursday. It's no holiday for his people. So let's not have the separation Olympics here. Okay. let's not do that. That's like saying, you know, Caribbean blacks and American blacks. All right, who was free first? Let's not do that. We do not need to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get your point saying that he may have been a little bit too sensitive. I don't think it's too sensitive, because you can't tell someone how to react, okay, to something in the way they feel. At the same time, I don't think that she was that wasn't her in the best light in the long run. Next couple, before we get out of this episode, was Becca and Austin. I think this brought up the thing that you were talking about. Because they have the hangover hangout on the beach, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's only a hangover for one of them because, of course, Becca doesn't drink.
Right.
And Austin says it doesn't bother him that Becca doesn't drink. And obviously it doesn't bother her that he does drink.
Right.
But this conversation that they had about who they dated before, again, another producer-induced conversation, I thought was good, though.
How? Like, why do you think that was good?
Because, okay, so she talked about the fact that she dated guys who avoided conflict, act like it didn't, like, something bothered them. They're like, all right, well, that doesn't exist because I don't want to talk about it. And she's like, no. I can't do that anymore. I need somebody who's going. And this, early on, is a great conversation to have.
True.
Because when you know somebody's like, no, if there's an issue, talk to me about it. That's good to know. And that's why I think this was a good conversation for them to have.
So, yes, I think it is good that to kind of communicate what you need, mm-hmm. what you expect. If your previous relationships that didn't go well and the common denominator was people that weren't good communicators,
mm-hmm.
great. You know, I'm glad that they had that conversation. I'm still concerned, though, that we're going to see more about her health situation. I think that's going to be the thing that is going to cause challenges for Austin, because it's a lot for him to really take on. And right now it's great, but I still have some concerns and doubts about them.
Yeah. Well, there are definitely going to be some. And, you know, episode ends on these two who, because didn't they go out kayaking after this? I thought that was fun. So it's not like they're not doing anything. But she's like, I don't know how much help I'm going to be out here, but at least from the clips they showed, she was.
Well, he was doing most of the paddling, and that's the funny thing about kayak.
Gender roles.
That's sexist, because there's some awesome badass women that can kayak.
Yes, if Lauren and Orion went out, yes, I'd expect that.
So, but I mean, I think that's totally fine that they did the kayaking thing together. I thought that was cute that she made up for not being able to get into the pool mm-hmm. the other date. So this is kind of her trying to, hey, I feel better. Let's go do something active that I know he wants to do. Because she'd have been just fine cuddling on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
But she knows he wanted to go do that. And so I think she took one for the team. And it's great. Mm-hmm. I'm just concerned of the longevity of this.
Your favorite darkness says, Becca and Austin's dynamic is so cute, even though I don't see real sparks. You see red flags, but do you see sparks?
I see sparks because they had sparks from the wedding
mm-hmm.
and honeymoon. It's great. Like you'd have thought like these two were
mm-hmm.
Tiffany and Brett, like perfect for each other.
Right.
Right from Love is Blind. But the more that Austin's getting to know her, and then the more of the reality of what she shared with him is going to come, kind of what Austin's mom said, reality's going to hit you in the face.
Right.
There's going to come a time where he's going to see what this is really like. Mm-hmm. And that's what's going to be the test of this relationship.
Very true. Before we get out of here, let's go through a couple more of these comments. Bacon, egg, and cheese. I love this handle just because. A PG-13 shower talking about Emily and Brennan. Come on, fam. She showed her coochie at the bachelorette party. You got a point.
It doesn't mean that he tapped it. I don't think they've slept together yet. Brennan's a little too uptight. We all know, guys know, once we've gotten some, we're going to be chilling. We take shots like, hey, why are we in a rush? We got plenty of time. Mm-hmm. We're on a vacation.
You know what it is? He probably sees the red flags himself and is like, if I'm going to make it to 8 weeks.
I got to pace myself.
Exactly. Because you're right. At certain points, you're just like, you know what? This isn't working for me anymore. So therefore, there's that.
But let me ask you this. Do you think that in these situations with Married at First Sight, if you not slept together by the time you end the honeymoon, it's pretty much going to be over.
Mm-hmm.
Has there been a couple that didn't sleep together?
Yes, I think so.
And then later on, maybe week 8, 9, mm-hmm. or 10, finally consummated, and then everything was good?
That's a great question. Great question. I can't think. Yes. Matter of fact, yes. New Orleans. What was that couple? I mean, they're divorced now, but or getting divorced. Hey, CCSU girl says, I don't think they smash. She agrees with you. I don't think they smash, but he enjoys the fact that she's ready. Yes. I agree with that. let's see, what's another one here? Karen and Miles. There we go. Thank you, Bacon, Egg, and Cheese. That's exactly who it was. Karen and Miles. And Kitty jumps into that too. Michelle says, Karen and what's his face? Show that man some respect, please. Come on, man. Hey, so when we were talking about the braids thing earlier, Sam I said, do a video about it. We deserve an explanation.
No. I've said what I've said, and that's it. We're not going to keep digging that up. We can all agree to disagree and just leave it at that.
Yeah. I'm a, that that conversation went down a whole nother, maybe one day, who knows. Well, question for you though. Katie says, what are your birthday evening plans, Terrell?
Well, tonight, this is my plan, was doing the show. I got to work tomorrow, but then Friday, I'm having a birthday party here at the house. So I got a lot of friends coming over, excited about that. I have, there's a place.
By the way, they're second tier friends because I'm not there. So, but go ahead.
Yeah. No, these are the real ones. So I have Brotherton's Barbecue. For anybody in Austin, Texas, if you come out to Austin, Texas, Brotherton's Barbecue, I swear by them. They're delicious. So I'm getting it catered. And so I'm going to have food for that. And then Saturday, girlfriend's taking me to my favorite steak place, which is Austin Land of Cattle.
Longhorn.
Another great place to go to. No. Another great place to go to in Austin, Austin Land of Cattle. And then she's taking me to a comedy show to go see Faze on Love.
Word.
Yeah.
Don't say the wrong thing. He'll fight you.
I'm not. I like Faze on Love. I can't wait. It's funny because we were just talking about bonnets. Because it was supposed to be a surprise. And I realized, okay, there's only one. Actually, there's two comedy shows happening Saturday. Matt Rife and Faze on Love. Matt Rife.
Who?
He just had his special that came out on Netflix. He's funny.
Yo, this is funny. Because, okay, I will say this. The things that people assume, right, are hilarious at times. Like this one. Terrell eats well-done steak.
No, Terrell doesn't. Terrell's a
He's way too bougie to eat well-done steak. Yeah, let's get that straight.
And Terrell doesn't do casual dining restaurants. I don't do Longhorn Steakhouse and all that. I worked in an Applebee's for 10 years. I don't eat at basic places. I'm bougie as shit. So, no. So, but thanks for the assumption. I wonder, is it because I don't like braids? That's why I eat well-done steaks?
Yes, exactly. You know, even though it's probably the braids that know. What happened was he was out on a date with somebody with braids and they ordered a well-done steak. He was like, that's it. I'm done.
I can't. Hey, well, but I'll be honest. If I'm out, that would be a deal breaker. Not the braids part, but if you order a well-done steak, I can't date you. If you put ketchup on it, no, I can't date you. We're not going to work out.
So make it interesting. Just testing. Had to check your temp, Terrell.
Yeah. No. Who eats? Does anyone in the chat eat well-done steaks? I just want to know just so I can judge you today.
Look, so here's the interesting thing, right? So my wife showed me this video on IG to somebody that just real quick. This woman who was pregnant, and she's like, hey, I'm going to show you how to make a real juicy, well-done steak. Yes, I said well-done. If I got to eat it well-done, everybody got to eat it well-done.
Let me stop you. A juicy, well-done steak.
There was about 40 pounds of butter in that thing, but yes. It was done in a skillet.
Wow.
Yo. Said, I use well-done steak as charcoal for my real steak. Oh, it's interesting. It's interesting, these deal breakers, right? If you don't like mushrooms or onions, your favorite doctor says, if you don't like mushrooms or onions, it's a no-go. Well, yeah, no. Onions are a no-go for me. My wife got lucky. She didn't eat onions before I asked her to get married.
Yeah, no, I can't. I don't want that kind of negativity in my life. Be with somebody that wants a well-done steak. Like, I'm already halfway with mine, and they're still having yours in the kitchen.
Lucy B says, how about medium well?
If a steak is done right, then you should get medium or mid rare. Now, if you're depends on where you get steaks. If you go to a nice steak place, I don't know. If it's you're paying, you eat it however you want. I'm not going to say you're wrong. All I'm saying is we can't have dinner together.
Hey, who is it? Woody Harrelson? I forget the name. The cowboy where I think it was a movie said, hey, just knock the horns off, slap it on the ass, and put it on my plate. Yeah, I can't do that. That's just too rare for me. Medium well was my transition from well done down to medium. And especially if you go to a place that doesn't do steak properly, you order it as rare as you can because they're going to overcook it anyway, right? They're
going to overcook it anyway, exactly.
And you asked who eats it well done? KDM says, me, Terrell, bite me. Well done. I have colored braids too.
I can't because you're probably too tough.
Like the steak?
Yeah, like the steak. I can't. You're probably too tough.
Look, Alyssa says, well done for me. Happy Gardener says, my husband orders rare. Cynthia says, medium well. Happy Gardener does hers medium, but her husband does it rare. Whew, can't do the rare. Lucy B says, no onions, blasphemy. No, onions, ugh. I don't even kiss a woman. If my wife orders onions, I'm like, kiss me first before you take a bite. Come here.
Well, now you know she ordered some with onions because she didn't want to kiss your ass the rest of the night anyway.
Yes, that's exactly right. I know. And that's why I get it all the first.
Strategy.
So where are we going? All right, hold on. Donna says, well done. See, hey, so there are a few people who do well done as well, so.
It's great.
Look, man, we love you guys. Now, next Thursday, we got to figure this out because next Thursday is Thanksgiving night. And 49ers play, so.
Yeah, we're not going to do a show Thursday. So maybe over the weekend, next weekend. But before Sunday, you'll get the alert. Just make sure you like, subscribe, and also hit the bell for notifications. But it'll probably be over next weekend to give everybody some time to spend with their families and all that. And say that to say, I hope everybody has a wonderful Thanksgiving. Hope you have an amazing time with family, friends. If you're off work, this is a perfect opportunity for you to recharge. As I tell my team members on my team, you can't pour from an empty cup. So recharge your battery. Wash your hands. It's COVID. Still
yes,
out there.
Please.
Wash your hands before you start grabbing into people's turkey and food and all that.
I just want to say, Lily Lum says, no onions, but you in the bathroom have a conversation. Make it make sense. Easy. I've lived alone for a long time. My bathroom door doesn't even close. You can always have a Does that make enough sense for you? Oh, man. Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on the regular show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.